Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing stories in science and technology. Stories that'll stay with you for the rest of your life. Stories that will reveal something about this great universe of ours. Science that progresses in terms of principles that even a child can understand. That's what Science Fantastic is all about. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic to ask a question or make a comment, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the call number is 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that when you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask that question that's always been bothering you. This is your chance. Or send me email. You can send me email at mkaku, M-K-A-K-U, at AOL.com. And go to my website, mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org, and find out what I've been up to. In fact, what I've been up to is I just got back from Latin America. A while ago, we had an eclipse of the sun, a spectacular fireworks in the sky, and I'll say a few things about, well, what happens with the sun, not just during an eclipse, but perhaps thousands of years into the future. And so once again, if you have a comment or question, give us a call. And no question is too stupid or too dumb to put on the air, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all time. In fact, years ago, there was a young gentleman who had to go home because his university was closed due to a pandemic. Yes, there was a pandemic gripping England, and so this young boy had to go home because the university was shut. And then walking down the street, he noticed something. He saw an apple fall to the ground. And then he looked up, and then he saw the moon. And then he asked a question to himself which changed world history. He said, if an apple falls to the ground, does the moon also fall? And then he realized the answer to that is yes. The moon is in free fall around the Earth, traveling around because of his equations that he was working out. And in a few years, he was able to work out the trajectory of the Earth around the sun, the trajectory of the moon around the Earth. His name was Isaac Newton, and he changed world history when he made the observation that, yes, the moon also falls. So, why don't you give us a call? 612-564-8135. Or get a copy of my latest book. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the next generation of supercomputers, perhaps millions of times more powerful than an ordinary digital computer. The computer revolution is going to be the quantum revolution of the future. And so, why don't you go to my website, find out more about my latest bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, about the domination of quantum computers over the current generation of digital computers. Well, today I'm going to take a few of your listener phone calls, but let me say a few things. Recently, I was in Colombia in Latin America witnessing a spectacular event in the heavens, and that is a total eclipse of the sun. And when you Google it, you realize there's a whole history behind these things. people have been observing the eclipses of the sun for thousands of years, and for thousands of years, people thought it was an omen. It was a sign of bad luck, a sign of misfortune. In China, for example, people would think that a dragon in the sky, was eating up the sun. And the only way to prevent the eating up of the sun was to make noise. And so people would bang on drums, clamor, make noise to scare the dragon away. And you know, it worked every time. It was successful. They chased the dragon away after several minutes. Well, when I was there in Latin America, it was quite something. We did not talk about chasing the dragon away. People realized that it was a cause of celebration. There were TV specials. There were eclipse parties. Eclipse sighting parties. I was in one of them, and with about 1,000 people, we looked up in the sky, and sure enough, it was the disk of the sun that was almost completely covered by the moon. In fact, there was a ring of fire, surrounding the edges of the moon, because the moon didn't quite cover the entire disk of the sun. And it was a sight to see. In fact, it's the second time, actually, I've actually flown to another country to watch this event. So once or twice in your life, you should find time to travel to see the next eclipse of the sun. It puts you in contact with the universe. But you know, let's be fair about this. Even though the sun is the nourishing agent in the sky, it's the thing that people have worshipped as the giver of life. The sun, which people praise because it gives us the warmth and the light of day. Once in a while, the sun has a temper tantrum. The sun unleashes a huge barrage of radiation at the earth, which could definitely cripple human civilization. The last big such event was in 1859, the Carrington event. An astronomer called Mr. Carrington was looking at the sun, and he realized that there was an explosion, a gigantic explosion on the sun, and it was headed our way. Well, yeah, a few days later, when that mass of ionized gas hit the earth, it caused havoc. Railway stations were endangered. Telegraph keys were disrupted, meaning that telegraph stations, some of them caught on fire. As far as Cuba, people saw the northern lights. The northern lights you usually see when you're way up there near the North Pole. But there they were, in the heat of the Cuban day. And at night, you can see that, yes, there was gigantic auroras. Auroras that lit up the night sky. So, if that event were to take place in modern times, it would have been a disaster beyond comprehension. We would have been thrown back hundreds of years into the past, before the coming of electricity. Satellites would be blown out. Power stations on the earth would short circuit. Food riots would erupt in cities across the country because refrigeration would be shut down. Crime would soar because the police are paralyzed because their electricity doesn't work either. In other words, it would be like thrown back to the Middle Ages. But, you know, it could happen again. And so scientists have been on the lookout for any signal that can predict the next Carrington event. How often do these events occur? How often do we have to worry about our satellites being wiped out, power stations circuiting, planetary blackouts everywhere, food riots? How often do we have to prepare for that? Well, we now know the answer. There was a Japanese graduate student that figured it out just recently, a few years ago. And let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll tell you how we more or less know when the next Carrington event may occur. When the next catastrophic event occurs, when the sun has a temper tantrum and we are all the victims and we're thrown back hundreds of years into the past. So stay tuned for this next part of Science Fantastic, when we talk about not the eclipse, but what happens when the Earth itself is engulfed by a temper tantrum from the sun. Stay tuned.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we said that the sun has given us a spectacular light show in the sky, a total eclipse of the sun. Once or twice in your lifetime, you should see it. It's a spectacular event. Fireworks in outer space. But there's a dark side to this. We think the sun is a source of life. We think of the sun as warm and cuddly and our friend. Well, yeah, for the most part that's true, but once in a while, the sun has a temper tantrum and unleashes a fury that could send civilization hundreds of years into the past. Well, there was a Japanese graduate student by the name of Miyake who was wondering about this, and she said that the way to find out whether or not these Carrington events can happen again and again and again is to look at tree rings. Look at carbon-14. If there's radiation in the sky, radiation comes down and takes carbon-12 and makes it carbon-14, which is radioactive. It decays with time. Therefore, by looking at how much residual carbon-14 there is, you can tell since when was it created. So you can do this as a dating process. You can now date the age of the last Carrington event. So this was amazing. It means that we can now peer thousands of years into the past to see the track record of when the sun has a temper tantrum. And we were shocked by the results. The results have forced us to revise all our textbooks around the sun. We have found that on the average of once every millennium, there is another huge catastrophic event involving cosmic rays from the sun, carbon-14 decays, and a disruption of any electronic device. We now realize that once a millennium, this happens. The biggest one was actually 14,000 years ago. A huge event, 100 times more devastating, 100 times more destructive than the Carrington event of 1859, happened 14,000 years ago. On average, every 1,000 years, there's another such catastrophic event. An event that could literally throw civilization back in the Middle Ages before the coming of electricity. Now, the big question that a lot of people are asking is, what causes this? Why do we have this? I mean, a destructive force that big that could throw civilization itself hundreds of years into the past, and it happens every 1,000 years, every few hundred years. I mean, this is big news. This is a recent result, and it's done by a graduate student in Japan by the name of Miss Miyazaki. And she was the one who saw the pattern that radiation from the sun would bathe the earth once every 1,000 years or so. And she could give a dating. The dating of this was so accurate, it was plus or minus 1 year. I repeat, plus or minus 1 year. Because tree rings grow at the rate of 1 ring per year, that's how accurately we can date these things. So we do know that the Earth is in danger. When is the next one going to happen? Well, we don't know. This is just an average number. On average, once every 1,000 years we have this event. The last one, by the way, was around 775. So around 775, in that year, we had a big one. And every 1,000 years or so, the Earth is bathed in this cosmic bloodbath of radiation, which could throw civilization back to the Middle Ages. So what are we going to do about it? Well, to prepare for the next Carrington event, we went to the Congress. We told the Congress that we have to shield our power stations. We have to reinforce our satellites. We have to have emergency preparedness for the next Carrington event. And all we got from Congress was snickering, laughter, ha ha, this is Star Wars stuff. Well, so much for introducing science to the United States Congress. But again, we now know more or less how often they take place. We cannot predict exactly when the next cycle will be, but we know on average, it's about once every 1,000 years, there is an event that could literally throw us back into the Middle Ages. How will we protect ourselves? Well, we told Congress we could begin by shielding our power stations, shielding the satellites, and NASA, for its part, took that to heart. NASA is actually directing our astronauts to go to the safest compartment of the International Space Station when we have another Carrington event. So if the sun has another big explosion, it means that our astronauts in outer space are not going to get fried by all the radiation. They'll go to a chamber within the International Space Station that has the most shielding. And then the next question is, why? Why does the sun go berserk every 1,000 years? Well, there are many theories about this. The theory that I think is the most logical is that these things actually happen all the time. Every 11 years, there's a sunspot cycle. The sun has a tremendous eruption of radiation coming from the sun. But once every 1,000 years, how does that work? Well, look at it this way. If you're on the sun looking at the Earth looks like almost an invisible pinpoint. So when these corona mass discharges are flung into outer space by the sun during every 11-year sunspot cycle, for the most part, they miss. In other words, this has been going on since time immemorial. Every 11 years, this happens. Now, why? Because when the sun spins, its magnetic field does not spin. Therefore, it's like winding a clock. When you wind the clock, the coil inside that clock is tighter and tighter until it's released. And then, all the energy of that spring is suddenly released. That's what happens to the sun. The sun has a magnetic field with energy. So when the sun rotates, it rotates, but the magnetic field does not. It's stationary. So it gets wound up tighter and tighter and tighter. After 11 years, it can't take it anymore. And the North Pole becomes the South Pole. The South Pole becomes the North Pole. All of a sudden, the sun flips. That's what causes the 11-year sunspot cycle. That's why after every 11 years, we have this eruption. This eruption of energy is magnetic energy. It's because the North Pole turned into the South Pole, and the South Pole turned into the North Pole. So what's the lesson here? The lesson here is that these Carrington events happen probably, we're not sure, but probably all the time. Probably 11 years. Every 11 years is another Carrington event. But they miss the Earth. The Earth is so tiny, space is so big, that for the most part, these Carrington events miss the Earth. But once in a while, even if the Earth is so tiny, once in a while, we are caught in the crosshairs of a coronal mass discharge. In other words, another Miyake event or Carrington event. So, we've been warned. All I can say is we've been warned. But of course, Congress, in its great infinite wisdom, has decided to bury its head in the sand and do nothing. Nothing about it. Okay, well, also, let me answer some emails that I get. What email did I get? Well, we've had shows on Science Fantastic about the Big Bang. But what about the opposite? What about doomsday? What about how the world is going to end? What does science say about that? Well, science says that roughly there are going to be five stages of the lifetime of the universe itself. Stage one was when we had the Big Bang. Super hot gas exploded from a point, creating the universe as we know it. Too hot for life, too hot even for stars. So that's stage one. Stage two is when stars actually do condense. Temperatures do fall to the point where atoms are stable. In stage one, atoms are not stable. They get ripped apart. In stage two, atoms form, and we are in stage two right now. That's where we live, in the era of stars, and the era of a warm universe, and the era where we have atoms of hydrogen that are stable. That's stage two. But eventually we hit stage three, when the stars themselves begin to die out, and stage four is when we have neutron stars and black holes. But we'll talk about that after the break. Let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic and also the internet. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Amazon employees who still refuse to comply with the retail giant's return-to-office policy may soon get the boot. Business Insider reported the company circulated new guidance to managers this week, informing them that they can now fire those workers who failed to report to the office at least 3 days a week and laid out the process for how such terminations should go. Employees still not making it into the office enough after that could face a pink slip. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah, Florida. The evening event will be at Ted Hendricks Stadium. President Trump is slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to IRS.gov.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to ask a question about science, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. At the sound of the beep, leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and then ask away. Ask that question that's always been bothering you. And before the break, we were talking about how the universe will die. This, of course, is speculation, but we think the universe itself, it will go through five different stages in its life cycle. Stage one is the Big Bang, when the universe is so hot that even atoms themselves cannot condense. So the universe was quite milky as a consequence. That's stage one. Stage two is when atoms finally form. We are in stage two. We are in a young universe. A young universe with young stars, with lots of hydrogen gas to burn for billions of years. We are in stage two. But eventually we're going to go to stage three. In stage three, most stars begin to die. They use up their hydrogen gas. Many of them explode in a supernova, or they become a big chunk of dead black material. So in other words, in stage three, the stars as we know it stop twinkling. The universe becomes colder and darker in stage three. Then in stage four, the stars themselves have died out, and what do we have left? Black holes. The universe is dark. It contains lots and lots of black holes, which in turn can last for trillions of years, but all the stars are gone. And what's left of matter? Matter is either blown away in a big bang, in a supernova, condensed into a dead piece of dead material, or become a gas. So the universe becomes a gas of hydrogen gas. Then, finally, we go to stage five. In stage five, we hit near absolute zero. At that point, even black holes can't exist. Life is impossible in stage five. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, we can roll over and play dead. Who knows what's going to happen billions of years from now when we evolve into a different species? Who knows? But there's an escape hatch. There's one and only way to escape the death of the universe itself. And that is, leave the universe. By then, we should become a stage four civilization. We'll have the power to manipulate black holes. And assuming that the theory works, we might be able to stabilize a black hole and create a gateway. A gateway to another universe. So in other words, if it gets too cold to be in our universe, because our universe is dying, then why not leave the universe? Leave the universe and enter a nice, younger, warmer universe, and so we can start all over again and mess up that universe as well. Well, of course, this is still speculation, but speculation that conforms with what we know about our universe. Our universe is expanding and probably will expand forever. As it gets bigger, it gets colder. And it gets colder, eventually it hits absolute zero. And at that point, it's so cold that we have to leave it and perhaps go to a wormhole to another universe. And what does that look like, going from universe to universe? Well, let's say I have a microwave oven, and I heat it up, way beyond normal temperatures, way past the boiling point of water, way past the point at which atoms become unstable. What happens inside that microwave oven? Just like water boiling, space begins to boil. Bubbles begin to form. These bubbles are gateways to other universes, small microscopic wormholes. One of these wormholes expands in size and becomes our universe. That's probably how our universe was born. It was born as a tiny bubble competing with other bubbles until it began to expand in what is called the Big Bang. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to take more of your listener phone calls. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to ask a question or make a comment about science. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Also, go to my website, okay, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I do. I'm a professor of physics at the City University of New York. My latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, my latest book is called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the time when quantum computers will take over from digital computers. Okay, well, let's take a few listener phone calls.
Hello, doctor. This is Dave Eagle. I'm calling from Kenai, Alaska. I'm listening to KFQD radio in Anchorage, Alaska. The subject I'm calling about is gravitational waves caused by merging black holes or neutron stars. My question is, should we be adjusting our atomic clocks to compensate for the space-time variations that they cause? Thank you.
Well, that's a very interesting question. The short answer is probably yes, but with caveats. Let me explain. We have to answer the question, what time is it? That is not an easy question to answer. Because, of course, we have daylight savings and so on and so forth. That's on a small scale. But on a finer scale, even clocks may not be synchronized. And so we have to have a universal standard by which we can calibrate time down to the atomic level. That's very difficult. So what we use is atoms. Atoms vibrate. And different atoms vibrate at different rates. Therefore, we can use them as an atomic clock. And that's what we do. We use atoms as a clock by which we can measure time because atoms themselves vibrate and all atoms of a certain species are identical because of the quantum principle. And that's how we set our clocks, given the fact that we have to know what time is it if we're going to navigate around the universe. But now, The guest here is asking yet another question. What about disturbances? Things can disturb this atomic clock, including gravity waves. Now, what is a gravity wave? If a star explodes, not only do we have an explosion of matter coming out, but we also have a magnetic field that also is explosive, and that's called a gravity wave. Now, gravity waves were predicted by Einstein in 1916, right after he published his famous paper on curved space. He said, what are the consequences for us if gravity itself is a wave? And he realized that if you have a rock and you throw it in a lake, ripples form. Ripples form from the impact site of the rock hitting a pond. He realized that his theory of gravity was based on the analogy of a sheet of paper or a trampoline net. It bends. It can harbor waves. If so, then it means that waves can travel along the surface of space-time. These are gravity waves. Gravity waves that are vibrating and travel at the speed of light because they are disturbances on the fabric of space and time. So Einstein thought, aha, there's a new way perhaps to measure this. But then he calculated how strong these gravity waves are, and he said, much to his disappointment, that the technology of 1916, it would be impossible to detect these tiny gravity waves. That was sad. So Einstein realized that he was onto something big, a new way of exploring the cosmos itself through gravity waves, just like we use light waves. However, he also realized that in 1916, we didn't have anything that could approach that. Well, today, of course, we do have gravity wave detectors. They are huge. We have two of them in the United States. They're shaped like an L. Radiation comes from down each of these L-shaped levers where we have a laser beam. The two laser beams collide, and the mismatch between these two laser beams gives us an indication of what's happening with the gravity wave hitting the laser. That's how they work. And yes, we've detected gravity waves from black holes. Yes, we now have evidence, direct evidence of black holes because of the gravity wave detectors. Now the next question is, so what? What does that mean for atomic clocks? Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a very interesting phone call. And that is, if you have, let's say, two black holes colliding in outer space, it creates a shockwave of gravity. Eventually, the shockwave of gravity hits the Earth, and will it disturb our atomic clocks? In other words, the question of what time is it is once again messed up because of science. Well, the answer to your question is yes. In principle, a gravity wave caused by the collision of two black holes, which we can measure now, by the way. This is not science fiction. We can measure these things now. In principle, when that disturbance hits an atomic clock, it could disturb it. So the clock is slightly off. Yeah, but if you do the calculation, the disturbance is so tiny that for the most part, it's not that important. So we still use ordinary atomic clocks to measure the time. But the listener is correct in the sense that even atomic clocks could be thrown off course to give us the wrong time once we factor in gravity waves. But gravity waves, you can calculate, are very tiny, so tiny that they're not going to disturb us when we answer the question, what time is it? Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Professor Cocker, this is Larry Chan from New York, hearing Science Fantastic on GCN. Is it possible to create optical illusions that do not require vision? For example, is there such thing as an olfactory illusion? That is an illusion that fools or puzzles the sense of smell. Or is it possible to create a tactile optical illusion or puzzle that fools the sense of touch? What about gustatory optical illusions that play tricks on the sense of taste?
Well, the short answer is yes. We tend to think that our senses are accurate, that we can tell what things are by looking at them or smelling them. But we found out recently that it's possible to fool the brain much easier than we previously thought. Now, people have known this since time immemorial when they build ghost rides in amusement parks. In amusement parks, they sometimes have a ride where you go down a trolley and ghosts and demons jump out at you. And if you think about it, some of the stuff that jump out at you are an illusion. They're not really there. Your brain thinks that something is there, and you jump, and you squirm and scream, and there's nothing there. And so scientists have known this phenomenon, but more recently they've actually measured this phenomenon. The fact that it's fairly easy to tease a person to thinking that there is a ghost, an animal, or a person making noises around you, it's actually easier than you think to create that illusion, not just in a Halloween show, but also in a controlled environment. For example, scientists built a chair with a small little piece of stick sticking in the back. And so when you lie down on the chair, you think that the chair is normal, but then the stick hits you in the back, and then you have the illusion that somebody's here, that somebody was touching you. Well, then, of course, if there's no stick there, the question is, can you have the illusion, the feeling that, yes, there is something in this room? And the answer is yes. It turns out that under controlled conditions, it's possible to fool the brain into thinking there's something there when there's nothing there at all. So this is not just a fun house at an amusement park. This is actually in a scientific laboratory. Then the question is why? Why is it that we see things that are not really there, feel things that are not really there, smell things that are not really there? And the answer is, it was good for our evolution. You see, seeing something in the forest when there's nothing there, 9 times out of 10, there is nothing there. But once in a while, there really is something there. And just because you've been on high alert, because of these false alarms, one day you're on high alert when these false alarms go off, and it saves your neck. You know how to run. You know how to get out of danger. So in other words, evolution overcompensates. That's the key. Our ancestors were, in some sense, timid apes, because the apes that were not timid did get eaten up, because once in a while there was a tiger there. So the monkeys that ran at the sound of a tiger survived, even though there was no tiger there. And the monkeys that said, ha, 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 every time I can jump into the forest, because every time there's nothing there, those monkeys got eaten up, okay? And so why is it, therefore, that it is fairly easy to create the illusion of a ghostly presence, of an animal, of some kind of threat, is easier than you think? And that's probably the origin of the legend of ghosts and things like this. We see things, we hear things that are not really there. And that's because of these illusions are much easier than to create. And there's something called pareidolia. Pareidolia is a scientific term. It's about seeing things that are not really there and seeing things that could be there. For example, looking at clouds. When you look at clouds, you think you're looking at Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, and then you realize, of course, you're just looking at clouds, or maybe flying saucers, or things like that. So the illusion of seeing things that are not really there, there's a name for it, pareidolia. One of the most famous pareidolia is the face on Mars. On Mars, there's a rock, and it really does look like a man's helmet. It does look like a gigantic face on the surface of Mars. Actually, of course, there's no face on Mars at all, but our brain jumps to conclusions because it's good for our evolution. 9 times out of 10, there's nothing there, but the one time that we jump, it saves our butt. And that's why we see things that are not really there. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Every week, join us on Science Fantastic as we probe the far reaches of science. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And get a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when computers will be millions of times more powerful than the computers of today, when we compete on atoms and not transistors.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.